Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Media Moive, Radio Pulpit, coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends, man. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. Yes, my name is Ray. Welcome to it. I'm just startled by what I'm seeing in the computers. Yo! And of course, the very notion, we want to be able to select songs, but I can't select songs that I would like to bring in to you. I don't know what happened. I just see one artist here and stuff. But I'll try to work it out and let's see what we can get out of that. Otherwise, I will also be checking on the lines, man. I don't know if your lines were fine all along. It doesn't look like. Doesn't look like the lines were fine. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to connect with our guests via my own personal lines. Then the WhatsApp seems to be working. Yeah, the WhatsApp seems to be working. So you will communicate with me via WhatsApp and via WhatsApp voice notes. And if you can, also SMS you can do. And also you can do Telegram. Yeah, I think Telegram is also working. You can also do Telegram. Yeah. Right, the WhatsApp number is 0826572729. 0826572729. I want to hear from you as to how have you been trusting the Father so far. Are you good so far? Are you good? You know, are you enjoying the Father so far? In the weekend. This is the Sunday Live Back to Basics of 2024, the last one of 2024. And so you can make the most of it by connecting with us and telling us, you know, how the Father has been good to you, but also some of the people you want to dedicate, you know, your love and affection, your salutations to. You can do that. I remember when we were growing up, there would be these things, these holiday cards that they would be sending along. And they say, we wish you all the best in the festive season. And you can also do that. You can also do that and wish everyone the best in this season. Yes, let me start with this song. Spirit Moves, Out of Eden. Enjoy.
Busetsa kgwebo ya gago maemong a yona ka go ikwala kwa jwa go Radio Pulpit. Re na le mengwaga ya go feta 40 re le moyeng, ebile re na le batheeletši ba potego ba go feta 400,000. Re fetoga le mehla le mabaka. Re na le ditirelo tša go fapana-fapana tše di tla thušang go kwala kwa jwa kgwebo ya gago. Go humana dintlha ka botlalo, letsetša SANNET go 0023344454. Goba o romele email go sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. O ka romela le lentšule advertise ka SMS go 37871. Ditifišo tša setlwaedi di a šomišwa.
Isinyathelo ne sinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za. Funda okuningi, uphile saka, futhi ukhule othandweni. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Send me WhatsApps, man, and tell me how you've been feeling so far, how the Father has been faithful to you so far in keeping his promise, and how he's seeing you through, and of course the things that you trust the Father with, and how you especially expect from him, you know, to forgive you, to cleanse, to revive, restore, rebuild, renew your faith, you know. And when you look into the year, you can be able to say, okay, there were areas where I just didn't do well. Man. I just didn't go along right. And there were areas where you would say, I just did not, you know, live up to the expectations of the Father. But I'm trusting him to help me through. You know, I'm trusting him to help me through. Send us your WhatsApps. Tell us how you feel. 0826572729. And let's hear how you feel about this. I'm keen to hear from you. 0826572729. And you can talk to us directly there. I'm trying to connect with our guests. My phones are not working, man. I don't know why. So I'm trying to connect with them through my phone. Let's see if it will work. All right, Pastor Mota, greetings.
Greetings, man of God. Greetings, my brother. I trust you are doing well.
I'm very well, and how are you?
By the grace of God Almighty, my brother, I'm doing well, doing so well. I'm happy to hear that you are also doing well.
Yeah, the Father is good, man. The Father is good. I can't complain, you know. I can't complain. Yeah. Victorious living is what we are talking about, and unfortunately, again, the phones are doing drama, you know. I don't know, man. The phones in the studio are doing drama, so I'd rather use mine, so that's why I'm using mine, calling you on an app. So I'll also connect with Uchablan Dominic and call him also on an app. Sibona ukuthi kuhamba kanjani. And victorious living, much of the time, something that many people don't like to talk about, Mfundisi Mota.
That's true, Mfundisi Wami. And we can only be victorious in our lives. We can only have a victorious living, you know, when we are in Him, Jesus Christ, Yahushua Mashiach. He is the source of life. He is the giver of life. And for us to be to live a victorious life, we cannot do it in our own strength, not by our own
power.
But by his strength,
Yeah, and I'm also having Uchablani, also I'm calling him on an app, man. Jabu, greetings to you, my friend. Kusaphileka. Hayi siyaphila. Ukuphi nendawo? Ukuphi?
La emakhaya, inetwork ayikho kahle, kodwa
hayi. Yes. Hayi ngiyezwa ukuthi network lapha emakhaya hayi. Hayi, awufani nabomotha, abomotha bakuma suburbs. La inetwork khona.
Yeah.
I normal thing. Wena lapho emakhaya inetwork i privilege phela lapho. Uyamuzi mfundisi Motha uthini? Uthi mawusiphathele umoba lapho ngasemakhaya.
Alright, hayi akunankinga.
Uyabona. Alright, the very aspect of victorious living. I want us to touch on it, Jablan. I might lose you on because the networking is shy. The very notion of a victorious life is something we are looking into today. What does it mean to live victoriously? And what does the word of the Father say about us? And in many instances, when you look back at 2024, would you say that there was a victorious living on our part? Jabu?
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, man. It's a great topic indeed. We give all the... And also, let me create just umfuli somotsa nomfuthi sipho nabalaleli bonke ngegama lika Yahusha HaMashiach.
Amen.
So, victorious life. So, I would answer by saying that, yes, indeed, by receiving the Son in our lives, that is the victorious life that you've been introduced into. But without the Son, or without having received the Son, there is no victorious life.
Yes.
So it means it's still in vain. If maybe you are still living on your own, according to the ways of this world, to the systems of this world, then it means it's not a victorious life. It's your life. Because once you've received the Son, you've been crucified with him. So you die and you live in him and he lives in you. Mm. That's a victorious life that we are talking about actually this afternoon. You know, because according to 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 to 5, it says, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Yeah. So our victory is in believing in the Son of God. That's our faith. And that's, you know, that's the victorious life that we live. We live by faith in him.
Mm.
Not on our own, not by all the means and the systems and the plans of this world, but it's by faith in him. Then we live victoriously. Thank you very much, my friend.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu, Jabu, ukuzwa kuwe. And Mfundisi Motha, let me bring it to you because ngiyazi man, airtime is very expensive. Now, victorious living, Mfundisi Motha, I've been looking at some issues here. Psalm 44, verses 5, it says, through you we will push down our enemies. Through your name, we will trample those who rise up against us. Victorious living means to have victory over evil influences. Check this out again. In Psalm 91, verse 13, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Kushukteen. Can you smart?
Mfundisi, thank you so much. Siyabonga. Siyabingelela nakubalalela emakhaya, my brother. Thank you so much. What I love from the verse you just read, Psalms 44, it's so clear. It says that through you, in other words, we can never be able on our own, but through the help from the Father, through the help from our Lord, Jesus Christ himself. I love what Sipo said earlier, Ujabu, when we spoke about giving our life unto Christ, because when we are born again, when we have given our life unto him, then we shall be able ukuthi singqobe, we shall be able ukuba siphile the victorious living. We will even be able ukuthi, in other words, noma ngabe kuthiwa we are walking unto David, even when I walk in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for I know that you are with me. No tripping over the serpent, because you are not on your own, but he is there with you. And therefore, the victory that whatsoever one will gain, it is ultimately the victory of Christ. Because he is indeed, he is a victorious, he is the conqueror, he is the supreme conqueror. So therefore, when we are in him and through him, then we shall be able ukuba sinqobe whatsoever mfundisi esibhekana naso. I love what Paul.
How? Wanqamukeke umfundisi Motha, wanqamuka nqamukile yakudala. Let's try to reconnect with him, sizwe ukuthi usesekhona. Usesekhona mfundisi Motha? All right, Kubega Mrut.
Yes, Mrut. No, I'm not sure what in Katego people.
Corner man, loud in a corner, corner, loud in a corner, la manja, 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 manja.
Yes, Mfundisi. I wanted to read the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, Jasuk Fagazela, Psalms 44, verse number 57, where it says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are able to push down in our enemies. We are able to push down in whatsoever challenges in this life. But it is because of God himself that give us victory. In other words, we can never be a victorious. We can never be able ukuba siphile a victorious living. We can look down, we can look back. I love what you said earlier. When we're looking back at 2024, can we really say, ukuthi, have we lived a victorious living? And I want to thank God that even today, as we are here on the show tonight. It is not because of our wisdom, nor by our own strength, but it is because of him. And for the fact that we are still in him, and I can say that we are living a victorious life. But apart from challenges, what I love about a victorious living, it does not necessarily mean that you are not going to face any trials, you're not going to face any tribulation. Mm. But over and above, through those trials and tribulation, he is there with us. So therefore, we are so thankful to the Father that he gives us victory. He gives us victory, not by our own, but when he look unto his Son,
yeah,
Yehoshua Mashiach,
yes,
and he's giving us victory through the Lord Jesus himself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let me bring this to you, Jabu Ngoba. Ngiyazi ke i-network le iyasidabula kakhulu. Now, I am looking also in this very aspect, victorious life. I'm looking at Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. This is a victorious life if it is done through Christ. If life is lived through Christ, it becomes victorious. We become more than conquerors. Not just conquerors, more than conquerors. When we talk about victorious living, we talk about people who have been set to be above those who conquer. Because it's evil spirits that conquer. But Tina, we are more than conquerors. You know, the Father has set us above those who had come to conquer the earth. And victorious living is when we are at that level. What's your take there?
Yeah, very right, my friend. That's a victorious life that we are talking about.
Mm.
We've been lifted up, or we've been elevated above this, actually, the fact that we've become the children of God. And maybe someone is listening to us for the first time and asking themselves, what's Bishop Till when they say they are children of God? In John 1, verse 12, the word of God says that them that received him, that believed in his name, he gave them the right to become the sons or the children of God. So we've become the children of God by believing in Yahushua HaMashiach, by receiving him in our lives. He has given us the right to be his children. And that has elevated, it has elevated us above, or it has changed our lives and gave us this victorious life that we are talking about. So we are quoting Romans 8:37. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
Yeah,
we are more than conquerors, as you are saying. So they are conquerors. You know, they are conquerors of this world.
Yeah.
People who are victorious in this world. Because of this right, the birthright, the heavenly birthright, or the divine birthright that we've been given by the Father to be called his children, we are more than conquerors. So as you were saying it exactly, that, you know, the kingdom of darkness, Satan himself, and also his actually entourage, they are conquerors. But, you know, we've been elevated above. We are more than conquerors. It means we are more than the devil.
Yeah.
The devil is under our feet.
Yes.
This victorious life has defeated Satan. We are trampling over him. As the word says, that we'll trample over scorpions. That's the kind of a victorious life. Even if you go to 1 Corinthians 15:57, it says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
He gives us the victory. So this is the victorious life that we are talking about. And ayitholakali emasontweni, ayitholakali ematendeni, ayitholakali kubafundisi. Itholakala kuba uqobo lwakhe, because there it says, this is the victory. You know, but thanks be to God who has given us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, ukunqoba kwakhe akasiphe khona nempilo yakhe yokunqoba akasinikeze yona ukuthi siphile emhlabeni singaphezu kwabanqobi, sinyathela phezu kofezela, phezu kwenyoka, phezu kwakho konke okombuso obumnyama, because of this victorious life that you've been given. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Jabu. And of course, let me bring you back, Mfundisi Mwatangaba. I keep on losing you because of your network. Now, Victorious living also. I'm looking at 1 John chapter 5, verses 4. It says, "For whatever is born of Yahuwah overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." Now, if we do not have faith, if we are not born of the Father, there is no way we can experience victorious living. Funismota. Mm. Yeah.
Life, and we can never be able to have that kind of a faith if we are not born again.
Mm.
It says that for whosoever that is born of God overcomes the world. And for us, in order ukuba si alungokuka uNkulunkulu sizalwa kabusha by receiving Christ as our Lord and Savior. And when we have him in our heart, when we have him in us, then we shall be able to overcome whatsoever that comes from the world. Even so, no, uyakwazi ukuthi usinqobe, usehlule, because you can never be able ukuhlula isono ungekho kuChrist. Christ himself has defeated ukufa, wanqoba uSathana, wanqoba isono. So for us to be able to live a victorious life over sin, then we need to have Christ live.
Mm.
Because our faith is actually the one that will help us to overcome and conquer, because conquer we are in him. So when we believe in him, when we trust it, so Proverbs says that trust in the Lord with all your heart. And he will direct you, he lead your way. In your way, you will be able to kube kunbabe tua kuvela is in bestile, then you will be able to go to unobe, because he is the one that directs your path, he is the one that leads the way. And tinafale kuti simlandele. Love, when Paul also says that, he said, Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 4, says that, "Now thanks be to God who always lead us into triumph with Christ."
Yes.
So, ngamanye amagama uNkulunkulu nguye usiholela kuphi? Odwendweni lokunqoba. When we are in Christ, when we have been born of God, when we are in him, accepted him, then Paul asiholele kuphi? Odwendweni lokunqoba. It is in spite of any challenges that we face in our lives, but with him, then we are able ukuthi as holele. I love impilo ka David. He faced so many. He was of age. In Psalm 20 says that trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we will trust in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is strong and power. Though to him they shall be saved. So umanga besihlezi siku Christu Jesu eushaya mashia. He is our, and we are in him, then we shall never be.
Absolutely. I hear you quite clearly, Muruti. I hear you quite clearly, I should say. Indeed, he leads us in triumphant processions.
Yeah,
absolutely. Jabu, let me bring this to you, man. I have to run it this way because of iskati foot and all that. Now, when you also look into in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4, "For the weapons of our warfare, are not carnal, but mighty in Yahuwah for pulling down strongholds." We cannot live a victorious life if we don't have the weapons of our warfare, which are from the Father in himself. Jabu, what's your take?
Thank you very much, my friend. Indeed, you know, I love it when you say our weapons actually are not carnal. Because of it's easy to really sort of maybe like find yourself no longer living this kind of a victorious life that you've been given.
Yeah.
Maybe becoming carnal or being in the flesh or following the promptings or the desires of the flesh, of which that's the difference from the victorious life that we are talking about.
Yeah.
Because if you are living a victorious life, you know that you are not fighting against flesh and blood, you know, but you know that you are fighting against principalities, forces, powers, and the rulers of the dark world.
Yeah.
So our weapons, therefore, are not carnal. So it means they are spiritual. We've been given the weapons that can affect the dark world that is ruled by the evil one, you know. And these weapons have been given to those who have received the victorious life.
Yeah.
So it means if you are not living a victorious life, unfortunately, the devil is over you. The devil is in control of you. The devil is your master. Sin is your master. Also, it says that sin is no longer your master. This is also the benefits of the victorious life, because we have overcome sin because of the Son who lives within us.
Yeah.
So in Jalovele, the victorious life actually gives us that weaponry that really can affect the dark world or the kingdom of darkness because of this victorious life that you've been given. Thank you very much, my friend.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. I appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729. I need to hear from you as to what you make of this. What is victorious living, according to you? If you say, I am living a victorious life, what do you imply? What do you even mean if you say that? I need to hear from you. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. You can drop us a voice note also there. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And of course, just take as much time. If you say, I want to also dedicate this, I want to thank the Father, this is still your show. You can do so. 082-657-2729. You can talk to us directly there. Otherwise, send us a WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. All right. Lerato, I see your document there, but to be honest with you, I don't know how to open it. I see the document, but I do not know how to open it. I don't know what is going on. Maybe it's a voice note, but it's just written document. Please check your settings there, and let's hear. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. And when we talk about victorious living, what are we talking about? Mfundisi Mota, let me bring this to you. It says also, you looked at some, this is fantastic, man. You looked at that verse of 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14. It says, through us he diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. So we go triumphantly in every place because of Christ. It is him who leads us. Victorious living also is an assurance that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Tribulations, persecutions, famines, nakedness, peril and sword, they can never, never make us not to live a victorious life. But it goes even far much more. This is amazing, because the one who is in us has been spoken of in Psalm 72 verses 9, and it says, those who dwell in the wilderness will bow before him. The wilderness is the earth. Those who dwell in the wilderness will bow before him, and his enemies will lick the dust. So if we have Christ in us, Mfundisi Mota, we have a blessed assurance that the enemy will lick the dust. Rudy?
Absolutely, Mfundisi. We are given a guarantee that when we are in him. I love when he says that abide in me. You know, we need to abide for us to live this victorious life, for us to see the enemy eating dust or licking dust. We need to abide in him, because the moment we move away from him, we become more vulnerable for attack. Because the enemy is moving like a lion. He wants that he can devil. But when we are in him, a part of whatever that is happening, because the enemy has been defeated. He defeated the enemy in the cross, and he shall continue, and he continuously so defeat the enemy. So when we have faith, I love what we spoke about earlier, that if we have that kind of faith, and we will understand that as long as we are in him, he will always lead us into victory. He will always be our victor, be our conqueror, because it is not us, Ozobe, Apegana na sita, but him. I love when he says that Uchagobe, blessed is the man that endures temptation. In other words, noma victuas yafigis ling apindati count it all joy. Togoza kube mnandu mangabe when you're facing through challenges of life, because you know that that will work out your patience. Your faith will work out your patience. Our faith will be tested. We know that. But we must understand that as long as we are in him, he will always lead us into triumph. He will always lead us into victory. So masinga tuso yini izimo esibhekana nazo. You know, to me, Mfundisi, you know, this year I have seen how powerful God is in my family. What in my daughter, when my daughter was taken, I seen the hand of God. You know, I seen him being so victorious. You know, my daughter came back alive. That was God. That was Christ himself.
That was himself, Christ.
So he will always, as long as we abide in him, victory is guaranteed.
Absolutely. You know, another thing that really is a blessing, the very aspect that he assures us that the enemy will lick the dust. And check it out. This is one verse that I love so much. In Isaiah 53, verses 12, it says, therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. I like it when he says, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. He is setting us up so that he can divide the spoils of victory with us. Jabu! Eish.
A powerful one, my friend. Indeed. It's still confirming what you said at first about elevation, that he has set us apart and set us to the kind of a life that is victorious.
Yeah.
So even also the scripture, chapter 53, verse 12, it says, therefore I divide him a portion with the great, with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong.
Yeah.
Because he had poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare sin of men, and made intercession for the transgressors.
Yeah.
So also remember that you are the inheritors of his inheritance.
Yes.
You taught it, my friend, way back. I don't know how many years back.
Yeah.
About your inheritance. So, but we are inheritors of his inheritance. So it means who belongs to the son belongs to us as the children of the father. So it means that's the victory that we have. We have just to. Yabona leli verse likhuluma ngokunqoba, if it says it's spoil, like in time. Yeah, the spoil. It's for the amabutho. Akade AMP.
Yes.
That is the reward for being victorious and being amabutho. Akuye sizweni, akube enkosini.
Uh-uh.
It's the spoil. But kuya emabuthweni. So that's their reward for being victorious or ukunqoba. So nathi kusho njengoba sikholwa kanje, siyamakholwa, siyabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Sithenjisiwe ifa lethu leli esithenjiswe lona. So you know, we shall be able to, you know, like to, he says, we shall divide the spoil with the strong.
Yeah.
So as a child of God, know that you are paired with the strong. You are paired with the great. You are set apart with the great. You are not just alone. Sometimes in your corner, you feel like I'm alone. No one can be on with me, can pray with me. I'm experiencing all these pains, all these sufferings. No, you are with the great. You are with, you know, like you are with the conquerors, the modern conquerors, actually.
Mm.
You know, and your reward is on its way because of you've been given this victorious life. So for you, it's just to persevere, to continue to believe, and to continue to fix eyes on Him as the author and the finisher of your salvation. Just to sum this comment, my friend, in Proverbs 13:3, the word of the Father says, "Whoever guards his tongue preserves his life. He who opens wide his lips comes to ruin." This is also another way of embracing this victorious life. How we speak, what we say.
Yeah.
The word of the Father still continues to say that the power of life and death is within the tongue. Let's guard what we say, because of it's possible for us to really speak death at the expense of the victorious life that we've been given. So let us guard our tongue and speak death, which is life, because of this victory that we've been given in Him. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Jabu. I know that it's busy on your side. I will release you very soon, very soon. Just hold on a bit for me. That we push this. Now, we live a victorious life, Mfundisi Mota, and this is just amazing. I am looking also at Matthew chapter 16, verse 33. He says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Our victory is in this guarantee that Christ has overcome the world for us. There's no need for us to be overcome by the world, Mfundisi Mota. We're already more than conquerors.
Amen, Mfundisi. Kunjalo. And uthi masingabe sikhathazeka, masingakhathazwa umuntu, because useka sinqobele already.
Yeah.
So whatever into esibhekana nayo, it has already been defeated before it even came, because He has overcome the world. Whatever challenges of the world, whatever challenges that we may face, we must understand that the one esimkhonzayo usinqobele.
Yes.
And in whatsoever that we do, we should just rejoice and be thankful. Uthi uNkulunkulu, there is no temptation ezofika which is uncommon to man, but God will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can measure. In other words, whatsoever that we face in this life, whatsoever challenges of this world that we might be facing, uNkulunkulu allowed it. You know, I love that part where he says that he has allowed it, because he cannot allow us to be tempted more than what we can bear. So he loves us so much that in whatsoever test that we're going through, but that it came to build us up, to give us strength, to make our faith ukuba sikhule ekukholweni. That is why he says that be of good cheer, hlalani thokozile, because the word yes ngeke lize linthande, but I have overcome. So we are given that assurance. We are given that guarantee that he has overcome. And if he has overcome, then surely there is nothing that is impossible with him that he cannot be able to uzivikela. Psalms 108, verse 13, it says, "Through God we will do valiant." In other words, ngoNkulunkulu sizohlale sinqoba, because he is the one that shall always tread down our enemies. Nguye ozosinqobela, sinqotshelwa nguye. Into ukuze sikwazi ukuthi sinqobe, Mfundisi, I can never be able and stand ngeze
able to overcome. Mm. But it is just because of his love and his grace that has he has given us. So the victory is in his son, Christ Jesus. So we must just remain in him, to abide in him. And therefore, that we come across, whatever that we face, he has already usesinqobele.
Nempela usesinqobele. And of course, you know, much of the times we become those kinds of people who basically fail a bit, you know, because to a great extent we have gone on to actually overlook the notion of our victory. We've gone on to overlook the notion of our victory, and that is where it is bad for us. We need to get back to the notion of our victory and start to understand the capacity of our power, which has been given us, you know, by Christ, and or through Christ, by Yahuwah, through Christ or Yahushai. And this is important, something to look into. Jabu, before I let you go, I know I have to let you go in a few minutes. Now, here's another one that I've been looking at of our victory. This is amazing. Now, our victory is that we should always overcome. The Father has given us the ability to overcome the evil one. We had spoken with regards to that. But he continues to assure us in Revelation chapter 2, verse 26, with a promise. He says, "And he who overcomes, he who lives in the victory that I have given them, and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations." This victorious life is amazing. This victorious life now takes us into what you and I spoke about many years ago, takes us into being joint heirs together with Christ. Jabu. Usese kona, Jabu.
Yeah, well, my friend, usese kona. Thank you very much.
Mm.
Yeah, indeed. You hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes.
No, thank you very much. Indeed, you are touching on another aspect of the victorious life that you are talking about.
Mm.
No, so the Father has really crowned us. That is why, if maybe someone is living another type of a life that is not victorious, today they are introduced into a different type of a life that is victorious. And they can only accept it by believing in the Son, by accepting the Son.
Yes.
So in Revelation 2:26, it says, "To the one who is victorious and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations." Give authority over the nations. So that is why. So it means this is another way to also preserve this life that you've been given. You know, it is also to really, by faith, walk in victory. You know, by faith. We've quoted many of the words, even in Mfundisi Motha, about, you know, ukunqoba asinikeze khona. Sina sekumele manje ukuthi siphile impilo yokunqoba ngokukholwa.
Yes.
Yabo.
Mhlawumbe
njengamanje kunezinto umuntu ezimnqobile, so ezimcindezele phansi.
Yeah.
Kodwa if angezwa la mazwi okuthi uphiwe lokuphila kokunqoba, uphiwe ukuphila kokunqoba ngokukholwa, uzosukuma aqale ahambe phekwazo, njengoba shilo sathi, even the devil himself is under our feet, we trample over him, scorpions and stones and serpents. That's the authority that you've been given. Even the word that you've quoted speaks about that authority that will be given over all nations. All nations. So izizwe ke makhulunywa ngezizwe, it's not just izizwe zalemhlabeni, even nezombuso obumnyama izizwe, you've been given the authority. So that's the victorious life that we have. Ukuthi yazi, like, sinamandla okubusa, sinamandla okunqoba, sinamandla okwenza noma ngabe yini yenzeke because of this life has been given. So let us not look down on ourselves, but let us be the people who really by faith start walking in this victory that we've been given through the Son. Mm. Just to sum up this comment, in James 2:23, the scripture says, and the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Mm. And he was called a friend of God. We didn't hear saying that Abraham served God for 100 years. Abraham fasted and prayed. Abraham gave tithes. Abraham did 1, 2, 3. It is he believed, and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. Just believe, and you will receive this victorious life, and you will start walking in victory. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Jabu. And of course, should we release you, or are you still willing to go a bit with us? Should we release you?
No, I'm still available, my friend.
Oh, okay. Hold on for me then. Now, let's do a bit of this. I'll be back. Let's do a bit of this.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Victorious Living is what we are talking about. You can give us a shout, talk to us there via WhatsApp, by the way. You can talk to us via WhatsApp, and you can send in your voice notes. Enoch, your voice note is not showing, Pastor Enoch. It's not showing at all. It just says it's a document, just like that one of Lerato. But others are coming through. Others are coming through. Umfundisi Joseph Martin Mwamba, it has come through. Thank you so much. And also, let me see. Let me see again. There's another one. Ramatsobane, it has also come through. Keith Agliotti, also his WhatsApp has come through. Keith Agliotti says, I really enjoy your program, Pastor. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. Glory to the Father. We bless him. We honor him. There's no one like him in our lives. Glory to the Father. Right. And you can send us your WhatsApps. That is 082657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM. Radio buzzing of life, 657 AM.
Mfundisi Mota, let me bring this to you, my friend. Victorious Living, as the Father is talking about the ultimate triumph of the saints. Look at this. This is the victory he has given us. Revelation chapter 15, verse 2. And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire. And those who have the victory over the beast, over his image and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of the Elohim. Basically, we are told that, and this is an assurance, that we have power over every influence of Satan, every strategy of Satan, every law of Satan, every principle and every trend of Satan. We have power over it already because it is spoken of us prophetically here. What say you, Mfundisi Mota?
Mfundisi, thank you so much. That is very true. God has given us that power.
to be victorious. But for us to be able to do that, we need to have his whole armor. Oshonjalo Paul says that, therefore, we need to put on the whole armor of God so that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ngoba usathane kumanje usebenzisa ama strategies to try to overcome us, but he can never be able as long as we have the whole armor of God. I love what you read Revelation 15, where it says those who have overcome the beast, when the enemy came to deceive so many, to force so many, because the usathane uzama ukudukisa abantu kukumanje ukuba bathathe izinto ekungazilona izikaNkulunkulu. But for those who will overcome, because they are given that victory by Christ himself, who will overcome, they will be celebrating babonga uNkulunkulu, badumisa uNkulunkulu ngamahapho, bembonga uNkulunkulu when ibandla selithathiwe, because they have overcome. They did not fall onto the traps of the devil. So we need to be very careful singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu ukuthi we siyabheka izindlela the enemy that is trying to use to lower us into a trap. You know, I love when Jacob said uJacob athi let not every man when he's tempted and say he's tempted by God, because God cannot be tempted by evil, neither does he tempt any man by evil. So we need to look at those things. You know, it's just a test that uNkulunkulu uyasitheza, but we should be able to overcome them when we are tempted against ukuthi wenze into that is ungodly. God has given us the power for us. Ukuthi masizinqobe lezo zinto, ungathi ngiwele esonweni ngilingwe ngisathane ngase ngagcina sengilala la kungafanele ukuthi ngilale khona. God has given you power to be able to overcome it. Ukuthi mina ngishadile, mina ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu, mina ngeke ngize ngingcolise like uDaniel
uDaniel,
but angeke size sizingcolise ngokudla kwasezweni. So God has given us that power. It has given us that power. And when we stand in his word, when we have his whole armor, then we shall be able, we'll have the crown of life. He has promised us and has guaranteed us that those who endure the temptation, and they will receive the crown of life. For every temptation, every a tribulation esibhekana nayo, there is a crown that is set for us. So we should not fall into the deceptions of the enemy. The enemy has been defeated, he's dead. So we should walk. I love Pastor Jabo, he was emphasizing on faith, that we should walk by faith. Ngokholwa, we will be able to sinqobe.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mfundisi Motha. I really, really appreciate this, my friend. Believe you me, I appreciate it so much.
Lalela ukuze uzothola ukukhanya ebumnyameni. Thola i-app yethu manje. Ungangena ku radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungasithola ku DSTV Audio 882 kanti na ku OpenView 607. Siyatholakala Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.